We are invited to live fully as who we are and who God has created us to be. And part of doing that is coming to God in times of confession and naming all of who we are. So let us together read this prayer of confession. Forgive us, O God, when we are struggling with life, searching for answers in vain, relying on our own strength, and failing again. Remind us that you are the strength upon whom we can call, the power to endure, the answer that we seek, the one in whose arms we can safely fall. Forgive us when we forget. I invite you to just take a moment of remembering and turning back to God. Says in the Psalms, when you seek me, you will find me. Friends, believe the good news that God has found you, that you are forgiven and free. Amen. I got a call from a friend this week. She was in tears. She was on her way from work to her son's baseball game. And she said, I just can't do it all. I'm working full time. I'm trying to take care of my two kids. I'm trying to keep up my relationship with my husband. I'm trying to keep everyone fed and the house clean and the laundry folded. And I don't feel like I'm doing any of those things well, so when all of those are done as well as I can, there's no time for me to just be with me and do the things that nurture me. I'm tired. My body's tired. My mind's tired. My soul is tired. How many of you relate to that? I do. And a few years ago, I know I went into the doctor's office and said, I'm tired, and I don't know what's wrong, and I don't feel like I'm depressed. I'm not exactly sure what's going on, though. And this doctor handed me this little magical bottle of black pills that you can get over the counter, and on the label it said, adrenal support. I'd never used the word adrenal in a sentence in my life, but it turns out that since then I've probably had a conversation with a woman at least once a week where we talk about how exhausted our adrenals are. And it's this idea that so many of us, particularly women, have gutted it through and have ramped up our adrenaline to get through life that our bodies are just saying, I got nothing more for you. I can't give you anything else. And so many people are working on other ways to do that, whether it's yoga or meditation or some herbs that help, or eating more healthy, or exercising. There's all sorts of other ways to address that. And yet the fact that this seems like almost an epidemic in our country, that so many women are so exhausted, worn down by all of the pressures that they have to take care of others, to work, to keep their homes, to keep their families, to continue to respond to needs. There's so many of us that are so tired. And the women that I'm speaking of and are women like myself who have good jobs, who have a supportive family, who have the healthcare resources that we can access. This doesn't even take into consideration women around the world. Women like the little girls in India, where the mortality rate between 1 and 5 is 50% higher than that of the boys. Because the little girls are not considered as valuable, so they are not fed and nourished in the same way that the little boys are. Or in Africa, where girls show up to the clinics with all the signs of famine, of being starved, and yet their little brothers are fully healthy because the little boys are prized more than the girls. Or the story that I heard recently of a little girl in China who was the brightest girl in her class. And yet her parents pulled her out of school and just said, "You're not going to do anything more than carry water in your life anyways. And we can't afford to have you in school." The condition of women and girls in our world is not a good picture. There's many women and girls who are struggling, who are not valued, who are not listened to. And when we don't look at the world through that lens, through the lens of women, we miss so much. We miss understanding how our world can flourish. What could be different? We miss hearing the voices that could speak to us of a different way. Let's pray together. Oh God, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be pleasing in your sight. Oh God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. You know, Mother's Day was started because there was some women who thought that women should be more involved in politics. And that's what they wanted on Mother's Day, was for women to know that they could bring their voice to the political landscape and make their voices heard. And in fact, one of the women who started this felt so strongly about it that when other people began to profit off all the flowers and the cards and the sentimentality of Mother's Day, she got so angry that she'd show up at Mother's Day events and she'd cause a disruption. She was even arrested at one point for disturbing the peace, because she was saying, "This is not at all what I had in mind when I started Mother's Day. What I wanted was to hear the voice of women." And this woman was a little bit of a wild woman. And that archetype of a wild woman is something that is in many cultures. You know the kind of woman I'm talking about. You know, her hair may be a little disheveled in our caricature of her, and she comes in and she says the things that no one else in the room is willing to say, and she speaks the truth, and she makes everyone a little uncomfortable. And this wild woman archetype we think of being in traditional cultures or indigenous cultures, but sometimes we forget or have never learned that there is a wild woman in Scripture as well. In fact, she is in the book of Proverbs, and she shows up as the voice of wisdom, speaking in the streets, waving her finger, and telling everyone just how it should be. So I'd like to invite Barb and Maya to come and read a selection of scriptures from Proverbs 1 to 9.
Wisdom cries out in the street. In the squares, she raises her voice. At the busiest corner, she cries out. At the entrance of the city gates, she speaks. How long, O simple ones, will you love being simple? How long will scoffers delight in their scoffing? And fools hate knowledge.
Happy are those who find wisdom and those who get understanding. For her income is better than silver, and her revenue better than gold. She is more precious than jewels, and nothing you desire can compare with her. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who lay a hold of her. Those who hold her fast are called happy.
Say to wisdom, "You are my sister," and call insight your intimate friend.
Does not wisdom call, and does not understanding raise her voice? On the heights, beside the way, at the crossroads she takes her stand, beside the gates in front of the town. At the entrance of the portal she cries out, "O simple ones, learn prudence. Acquire intelligence, you who lack it. Hear, for I will speak noble things, and from my lips will come what is right."
Ages ago I was set up, at the first, before the beginning of the earth. When there were no depths, I was brought forth, when there were no springs abounding with water, Before the mountains had been shaped, before the hills, I was brought forth.
When God established the heavens, I was there. When he drew a circle on the face of the deep, when God marked out the foundations of the earth, then I was beside him, like a master worker, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing before him always, rejoicing in this inhabited world, and delighting in the human race.
Wisdom has built her house. She calls from the highest places in the town, that you are simple, turn in here. To those without sense, she says, come, eat of my bread, and drink of the wine I have mixed. Lay aside immaturity and live, and walk in the way of insight.
Say to wisdom, you are my sister, and call insight your intimate friend.
So wisdom shows up as this female street preacher who is warning what will happen if people don't wise up. She is the delight of God. She assists in the creation of the world. She is a woman who might make you a little uncomfortable if you met her. She is like the quilt maker who isn't afraid to tell the truth to people in power. She makes us question our version of reality. We often don't know what to do with women like this. In history, the history is full of stories where women who made people a little uncomfortable and spoke the truth were branded witches and burned at the stake. Scholars see, though, this wild woman in Proverbs as actually a personification of God. Imagine that. God is showing up as a wild woman. How might our perception of the world, how much might the way we see reality be different if we're looking through the eyes of God who is like a wild woman, rather than a deep bellowing voice coming from above? And how often have we ignored the voice of God because we have ignored the voice of women? When I listen to the voice of Lady Wisdom in this text, I hear an invitation to go deeper, to listen more carefully, to get off the treadmill of what is easy and fast, and allow myself to be hungry for something deeper. She tells me to stop being distracted by the trivial and to come to the ground of my existence, where I can hear the voice of my own soul and know deep wisdom. She reminds me, reminds us that we are all connected and that what happens to one of us affects all of us. Her voice is one that our world desperately needs to listen to. And if she was speaking on the street corners of our world today, I think she'd be asking us to pay attention to the voices of contemporary women. Not just what they say, but also the quality of their lives. To listen to their tired sighs. To listen to their frustration. To listen to the silence when they don't speak. To listen and consider that if women are not flourishing, then our planet is not flourishing. The condition of women is not just the condition of women. The condition of women is also a way to view the condition of men, is a way to view the condition of our planet. The wise woman calls us to pay attention. The good news is that when women are empowered and allowed to speak out, everything around them rises. And so I'd like to show you a video by our partners at African Road that demonstrates what can happen as women in Africa are empowered. Can an empowered woman do? That's okay, we'll let it go. I think we got the message. Thanks. So on this Mother's Day, I invite you to go deeper. I invite you to listen more carefully. I invite you to eat the bread and drink of the wine that Lady Wisdom offers you. Consider what will contribute to the flourishing of all creatures when you make decisions about how to invest your time and your resources. Cultivate community with others. You know, why women are struggling so much is we have this myth that we're all supposed to do it alone. So cultivate a community wherever you are, whether that's going to have coffee with your neighbor or listening more carefully to someone who looks like they're having a hard day, or reaching out if you're struggling to someone who can share that struggle with you. Cultivate a community. Seek out and encourage voices that are on the margins. Encourage those voices that are silent to speak what they feel and what they know. And lastly, find women in your life and thank them and encourage them to use their voice and maybe, just maybe, to find the wild woman inside of them. Amen. I'd like to invite you to pray with me. Let's pray. Oh God, today we give thanks for the women who birthed us into this world, and for those who have and continue to nourish and mentor us. Sometimes these were the same women, and sometimes they were not. So in gratitude, we praise you for their strength and their love. We offer forgiveness for those who could not come out of the shadows to tend to the light and promise of others. Thank you, O God, that you give us capacity to love and care, whether we are mothers or not. Teach us to never stop having a childlike attitude of discovery and wonder. Let us never stop regarding you as both our protector and our emotional center of stability and integrity. Today we celebrate our mothers, sisters, aunties, and wise feminine sages. We recognize that these women of power and grace are with us all, your children. We worship you by respecting, empowering, listening to, and loving women. We celebrate these women as more than a womb and more than mothers and more than sisters, but as full and equal human beings. Thank you, Lord, that we need neither burden them with the sentimentality of perfection, nor do we have to shackle them with the judgment concerning their choices and our expectations. All of this we pray in the name of the one fully God who was born of a woman and taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. I'd like to invite our ushers to come and receive this morning's offering.